Okay, well, hello everyone. I am Estra Roel, and I am your facilitator for this call. For those of you who are joining us perhaps for the first time, I'll just tell you a little bit about how these got started. I was guided to have these meditations to help add more light to the world right now, since so many people are feeling the need of that, and also to help soothe our own energy and keep it high. And what I know is many hearts and minds focusing together are exponentially more powerful than one person. So even if you're listening to the replay, you're adding your energy to the group. And I just wanted to say real quickly that, you know, many people are feeling upset by many things going on in the world today. And the tendency is to want to fight against these things. But what we know from law of attraction, what we resist persists. So when we push against what we don't want, we keep it active in our vibration and actually keep it with us longer. But by focusing on what we do want and adding love, we heal it, and the conditions that we don't want dissolve more quickly. So just a little bit about wheels of love, what we mean by that. So you can make heart connections with others by making wheels of love. And this will improve your relationships, bring higher purpose, and create more harmony. And you can make wheels of love everywhere you go to bring more harmony to everyone you're around, whether you're in their presence at the time or not. And you can expand the patterns of light between you and increase the harmony with everyone you connect with in this way. Okay, and I do want to say also, just a little housekeeping, I do have everyone muted. So if you're on the phone and not during the meditation, please, but afterwards, if you'd like to leave a comment or ask a question, you can press *2 to raise your hand. If you're on the webcast, if you scroll down a little bit below the player, you'll see a Q&A box, and you can just type your comment or your question in there. And we'll take a look at the end of the call if anyone feels so moved. Okay, so let's get started with the meditation. So be sure that you're sitting in a comfortable position with your back supported and your spine straight but relaxed. And take a deep breath in. And as you release it, allow yourself to feel relaxation throughout your body. And receive another deep breath. And as you exhale, feel yourself calming down, letting the noise of the world outside of yourself drift away. You are entering your inner world, relaxing your physical body like a wave of relaxation, starting at the top of your head and traveling down through your face, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, and hands. Relaxation is traveling through your torso, and into your legs and feet. And calm your emotional body by imagining the points of light that are swirling through it. Begin to slow down and become still. Allow your mental body to be calm and clear, like a clear mountain lake reflecting the sky. Now travel to the soul plane. This is where your soul lives, and it's a place of great beauty and light. Just use your imagination. And now think of the solar light. The solar light is the soul of our sun. Just like our soul relates to our physical body, the solar light relates to the physical sun. And it shines through the soul plane in all dimensions. All you need do is think of it, and it will help to lift you up to the soul plane. This is a beautiful light of oneness, healing, love, and intelligence. Call your soul to you and sense this sphere of light coming towards you. Some sense their soul as an increase in the feeling of love. Some see it as more light. It's fine if you have no experience of it at all. Your soul always comes when you call. And your soul is going to blend with you. Imagine it gently coming in at the top of your head and filling your body. And you may even feel a click or something coming into place as your soul's heart center connects with your heart center, your physical body's heart center. Your heart center is becoming radiant and beautiful with your soul's light. It's like a small sun radiating with rays of light. And we're going to begin by making a wheel of love with your family. So call to you the souls of your family members, parents, children, your spouse, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews. You don't need to identify which soul belongs to which person. Just see them coming and forming a circle around you. These souls can be present in the physical plane, or they could have passed on to the soul plane. Doesn't matter. And sense the radiant light of these people's souls and notice their heart centers. Imagine your heart center radiating rays of light and touching the heart centers of everyone who has formed a circle around you. It's as if you are the center of a wheel. The rays of light coming from you to each person are the spokes. And now feel the solar light above you. Its light is coming in through the top of your head into your heart center, and then radiating out to the heart centers of everyone in the circle, adding its light of higher purpose and oneness to all your family connections. It's making the light between you more harmonious and loving. Send each one of your family members your support, and imagine each person becoming successful, fulfilled, and enlightened. Now imagine all that love coming back to you, and them holding the vision of you becoming successful, fulfilled, and enlightened. Imagine that you and your family are creating a beautiful light made out of the combined light of your souls. Ask the solar light and all of your souls to dissolve anything that hides this light so that the essence of love becomes clearer and more beautiful with each generation. Now you can make wheels of love with all of your friends. Imagine that the souls of all of your friends are forming a circle around you. You don't need to know who they are. You are sending a line of light from your heart center to all of their heart centers, forming a wheel of light. The solar light is above you. Observe as it sends a line of light into the top of your head and into your heart center, and then out to the heart centers of everyone around you. Radiate light to them. Resolve that you will radiate your soul's energy to all of your friends, and you will stay in your heart center, no matter what's going on in their lives or yours. Radiate forgiveness, acceptance, and unconditional love through your wheel of love. Feel the love that comes back to you and receive it in your heart. Those who are responding to your love are coming closer, and those who can't are moving away. So you're surrounded by friends who can receive your love. Call to you the souls of future friends and watch as they join your wheel of love. Now that you know how to make wheels of love, practice making wheels of love with the group you're a part of. This can be a social group, an office group, a sports group, your neighbors. It can be a business group of some kind. So call the souls of the group you want to connect with and imagine them in a circle around you. Lines of light are radiating from your heart center to each person in the group. Solar light is radiating down into your heart center and out to the group. Visualize that the group patterns of light are becoming more beautiful and let go of any particular result. Simply make a wheel of love and radiate love to bring you more into alignment with your purpose and the group purpose. If you work with a group to bring harmony to a difficult environment and find that nothing changes, you can know that you have offered all the love that this group can hold. you may want to consider if you want to continue working with this group, or if you want to work with a different group that can respond to your love, or whose purpose is more in alignment with yours. Make wheels of love everywhere you go to bring light and love to everyone around you. You can do this in a store, a theater, an airport, or any public place, any kind of gathering. Always connect with your soul and put the solar light above you so you are radiating love from a higher source. And receive the love that comes back to you. Acknowledge your enormous capacity for love. Now come back into the room where you're sitting. Gently open your eyes and stretch your body. And we do have a little time if anybody has a question or a comment. And you can, it does take me a moment to see what gets typed in. So I'll give that just a second. Okay, well, I hope everybody feels like their vibration is higher. As you can see, it doesn't take long to do these wheels of love, and you can actually, you know, maybe before you go into, like I'm going grocery shopping today, so maybe before going into the store, you know, just think about the people that will be in the store and just call to your soul, put the solar light above you, and connect through the heart. And that's, you know, just takes a minute. So wherever you go is a great idea, because the more love that we anchor and the more light that we anchor onto the earth, we actually raise the vibration of the earth, and we raise the vibration of ourselves as well, and those people that we interact with. So I'll just check the Q&A one more time and see if anybody has anything I want to say. Okay. And again, if you're on the phone, you want to say something, press star 2 in order to unmute. And hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Estra. Excuse me. Let me turn off the sound here. You're talking at me both ways.
Oh, yeah, there's a lag with the webcast. So if you're on the webcast and you're on the phone, and, yeah, there's a lag.
I got it. Well, I just wanted to, first of all, that was a lovely meditation. Question, do you create these yourself?
What I do is I get a lot of my inspiration when I was going through my coach training. Part of the books that were required reading was Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer. And you can find them at orindaben.com. That's orindaben.com. And so this is a meditation that comes from a book called Soul Love. And so what I do is I usually add in a little bit of my own thoughts that come in, but use their structure pretty much for the meditation. It's kind of where I'm getting my ideas from. Sometimes I've been known, even on a call with a client sometimes, to just say, let's do a meditation, and I'll just come up with what I come up with. But I really love these meditations. They've been so wonderful for me that I just want to share them.
Well, I appreciate that you do that, and I wanted to tell you how I'm using it. I made a commitment a couple of years ago to go offline, take a sabbatical from online stuff from Saturday at noon until Monday morning. And this is the first time I've been on your call, but when you posted this, I thought, what a wonderful way to sign off from the online world.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my friends and family know by now if they're going to get me, they need to get me Saturday morning, and that's it. it's just a wonderful way for me to say, that's it. I'll see you Monday morning. So that's how I'm using your meditation. I will be here whenever I can.
Well, great. And also, you know, the link for the meditation is also the replay link. I finally figured that out.
Yes, I saw that you could do it, but I love the idea of, you know, sending energy at the moment.
Yeah.
So if I can at all, and as I told you, this is how I'm going to use your meditation as a grand finale, so to speak.
Well, that's wonderful, yeah.
To my week of online stuff. And as you know, it can get pretty involved and a lot of stuff going on. So it's a wonderful thing. I want to thank you for doing it.
Oh, well, you're quite welcome. And like I say, this is my gift of love. It's something that I got inspired to do. Actually, while I was writing my newsletter and I was saying to people, well, you know, take whatever action that you feel inspired to take. And boom, this idea came into my head. And I said, oh, apparently this is my inspired action. So,
well, and how wonderful that you followed it.
Yeah, well, thank you. And my husband, I have to give him some kudos too, because he encouraged me to keep them going. I thought, oh, I'll do this one meditation, this peace meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he said, why don't you just keep doing it? I thought, oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
And once people know every Saturday at noontime, then they can plan around it if they want to be there.
Yeah, I know this is a busy time for people. They're probably out trying to do Christmas shopping and such. But, you know, I think it's a time when we need to kind of quiet ourselves even more.
Yeah. for a whole variety of
reasons. Yes, yes. A lot of reasons.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you have a good rest of your weekend and good week.
Thanks.
And I'll see you next Saturday.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mary Beth, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And love and light. Bye-bye
and
now.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, and a quick check on the Q&A. And okay. All right, well, everyone, thank you for joining us, whether you're on the webcast or the phone. And I will see you next week. Okay, bye-bye.